Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Frank Vassalero is back today. And Frank, we are so sorry.
We are so sorry.
Thank you guys.
If those that don't know, Frank's beloved mother, Rosalie, passed away. And that's why he wasn't here with us. And we are just sending thoughts and love and all good wishes your family's way.
Well, that's nice of you to bring it up on your show. I'd like to thank you guys for reaching out. It means a lot. And so many hundreds of other people, you know, just makes you feel better and good. And and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that and the love and support. And, you know, if my mom was, you know, 60 and something horrible happened, I don't think I'd be here and be able to do this. But my mom was 94 and lived this great life. And she was so involved with my kids and my family. My kids grew up with two mean parents and one nice one who would just do everything for them and always say yes, you know. So they had this great life. And at the end, everything was really, you know, quick, and it wasn't like she didn't suffer, right? No, she had 15 bad hours. Some people have 15 bad months. Some have 15 bad years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I just think if someone said, gosh, if you could live to 94 and have a quick death and a rewarding life, I mean, I'd go, done, sold, give me that. I'll take it in a heartbeat.
Yep.
So it's nice to have a lot of perspective and great memories around it. But at times, man, it just hits you like a ton of bricks, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give yourself time to grieve, you know. Some people say, well, it's been a week or it's been a month or it's been a year. Get over it. But,
yeah,
you know, it takes all of us different lengths of time to get over that. When I lost my mom, you know, it still comes up and bites me when I least expect it. But I know she's in a happy place. And,
That's so weird. A friend of mine said that, very dear friend, we were talking on the phone last night. He goes, that's the weird thing. He goes, you're going to be at a stop sign and for no good reason. It'll hit you. He goes, even though you seem like, you know, you're fine dealing with it right now. And I said, that makes sense, and that's good to know. And he goes, you know, and I think that's pretty normal. And it's kind of like what you said.
Yeah, and somebody explained this to me, too, the whole concept of mourners, you know, people coming up and helping you and showing up, whether it's the funeral, the service, or after the fact. And somebody explained that to me. They said, in a way, every person that does that is taking a little of your pain away. And
yeah,
I thought,
that's sweet.
Yeah, you know, I thought that summed it up very well. But anyway, our thoughts are with you and your family,
thanks,
Frank,
you
and we wish you the very best.
I appreciate it, and thanks for your text and your emails and all that stuff, too. That means a lot. It really does. So
you got it.
I'm
you
very
got
grateful
it, buddy.
To everybody.
Well, I know we have some news to discuss, and I have a hunch we know what's number one on the list, what's leading your newscast tonight.
You know, the local thing with the shooting, with the police-involved shooting, with Blevins that people are concerned about. But the other thing that's a big deal, too, is, you know, the Supreme Court and the Trump travel ban upholding it with the seven Muslim countries. So CBS will do a lot of that. But, you know, we know a little bit more, you guys. So we know that he was 31 years old. We know when the shooting happened on Saturday. And now we know that the two officers involved were young. They're pretty new to the department. There's an officer named Ryan Kelly, and he joined in 2013. And then there's an officer named Justin Schmidt. And he started in 2014. So they've been with the department, you know, less than 5 years collectively. And the other thing, you know, we're trying to get some answers about the video because, you know, they say that both of the body cameras were working. And, you know, we've talked about it for a long time on this show, you know, about Justine Damon, the body camera not on at that time and changing policy. And we lost a police chief over it. So most communities, you know, when this happens and the video is available, you know, the new precedent has kind of been release the video sooner rather than later. Don't release it 6 months later with the investigation. Release it because you're either going to, I mean, things are going to get worse and the tensions are going to increase, or things are going to subside and they're going to get better. But at least we're dealing with some facts and good information. So it'll be really interesting to see what their timing and decision is on that. Have you guys
heard
anything about it?
No. We're going to have a leader from the Black Lives Matter movement on with us at 5. But that's my question for her and you. Any word on when it's being released?
No, there's no official word. But like I said, if you look at other communities, like if you look at some stuff that happened in Cleveland and some other places, I mean, some departments are doing it within 24 hours.
They try to get out in front of it, right?
Yeah, and some
go
are doing,
on offense, right?
Doing it within 3 days.
Yeah.
You know? But the way that these, the officers are talking is that, there's two narratives. It's one, he didn't have a gun, and I saw he didn't have a gun. And there's another one where he had a gun. Mm-hmm. And we have video of the fact that he had a gun. So, to me, it sounds like sooner is better than later. And I'm not sure what the investigative, process is or what policy is. And again, this is all new. We haven't had the cameras for a long time. We haven't had a shooting on camera. So we'll see.
It's a brave new world out there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But you know what? Hopefully it brings some clarity and it's better and accountability. And, we've talked about it before. The Bloomington police have been using the cameras for a long time. And they like them because most of the cases that they're taking to court where people are like, oh, he said this and he did that and I wasn't speeding and I wasn't. I mean, when you go to court and people are like, hey, look, you're on camera doing X and X is not right and you broke the law. And it's like, okay, next.
Very powerful.
Some departments look at them like, I don't want them. We don't want Big Brother over our shoulder. And now these other departments are like, are you kidding? I want to have these people on record. And usually it falls in the officer's favor. I have no idea what will happen on this time. I just want to see it.
Not making light of this either, but do you realize there are consumer-grade body cameras?
Are there really?
You can walk around and you can either record your video or you can even stream it on Facebook Live or any number of platforms.
Remember Google Glass?
Yes.
Yeah.
It flamed out.
But it's coming back, some version of it.
I think it was ahead of its time, but that was this whole idea. You could look at video or you could actually project and watch video.
And those little glasses, what was that, Snap? It was Snapchat?
Right.
You could wear the special glasses
right.
that beamed live video. So some version of that is coming.
Oh, for sure.
Gives me a headache.
For sure.
And I'm going to wear it just so I can document, all the stuff that Jordana does wrong every day.
Right, while you're doing the show. That would be... comedy gold. That would be fantastic.
And hey, Frank, what's this other story, though? I do want to get to this.
Yes.
Deadly shootings. How many deadly shootings are
happening? Yeah, we just thought if we're going to do the story that we should look. So over the course of the last decade, the police department, now these are their numbers. Mm-hmm. They say there have been 44 officer-involved shootings involving 51 people. So 44 cops, 51 people. Seven of those resulted in death. They were fatal. So of those 51 shootings, and that includes Justine Damon and Jamar Clark. And those were the ones that gained huge international interest. And then the statistics show that between 2008 and 2017, we don't have the numbers for officer-involved shootings this year, but if you go up to last year, 2017, 51 of the people shot by police officers, more than 60% of them were black. So that's a lot more than the general population.
Mm-hmm. 60%.
Yeah. So, like I said, there were 51 people involved, 41 police officers involved, so that means some of the officers shot more than one people. Mm-hmm. Seven of them resulted in death. But of those 51 shootings over the course of the last decade, 60% of the people involved were black, according to the MPD numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, information is power.
Yeah.
When we know better, we do better.
Yeah. I hope you're right.
We hope, right?
Hey, thanks for the love and kindness, you guys. I really appreciate
it. Yeah,
hang
in there, Frank.
For sure.
And she was a special, special woman. And
I've been watching her videos with Mark Rosen's mom.
Oh, they're so awesome.
They're so adorable.
They're so cute.
Yeah,
she and Rosie's mom got to be really good friends. It was a shame when Doris died.
They're really sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots of good memories and positive thoughts.
You'll see her again.
All that. Yeah. Right.
All right.
On.
Our best to your family, Frank.
Thank you.
All right.
You got it.
Bye, you guys.
Take care.
It's 4:21. You got some. Other weather therapy?
I got, flooding and jungle-like heat. And that's the good stuff.
Yeah,
we'll be back with a complete update on weather therapy, including what looks like another hot flash just in time for your 4th of July holiday plans. That's next on CCO. Okay, a couple of tornadoes southwest of Madison, Wisconsin. That's where all the wild weather is this evening. It's a little too cool out there for any rough stuff close to home. Although there have been some cold air funnels, and my thanks to some of the listeners who texted in some photos of cold air funnels down around Rochester. From Freeborn and Faribault counties eastward to the Rochester area, these are weak funnels that form underneath very weak thunderstorms in a cool but unstable environment. They rarely touch down. On the rare occasion that a cold air funnel does reach all the way down to the ground. The winds can be 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, capable of minor damage. They rarely cause any major damage, but they look like traditional tornadoes. And, you know, people, you know, are...
freak out.
Well...
kind of.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you see something dangling that's rotating and...
I'd freak out.
I'm freaking out a little bit about all the moisture in southern Minnesota. It's amazing how the weather increasingly gets stuck in these ruts where, you know, the pattern just continues day after day, week after week, in some cases month after month. Southern Minnesota has just been deluged with storm after storm. It's been a treadmill of sloppy storms to the point where just in the last 7 days, rainfall amounts south of a line from about Falls to Mankato to about Albert Lea, the rainfall has been 3 to 6 times what it normally is. If you look back at the last month, some spots have picked up 9 to 12 inches of rain south of the Minnesota River.
That's a lot.
And, you know, we'll see. I'm starting to worry about the impact on the corn crop and the bean crop for southern Minnesota. But we shall see. There is some flooding, and it is impacting travel. State Highway 19 near Henderson, Minnesota, closed. Highway 41, just south of Chaska over the Minnesota River, closed. Jonathan Carver Parkway near Jordan. So flooding on the Minnesota River, having an effect right now. The big story, Friday looks like the hot day, the hottest day, with a high of 95, 96 in the metro. And a heat index of 102 to 104 by late afternoon. So if you can sneak away, maybe get out of town early, schedule some time in an air-conditioned movie theater, yeah, or just evacuate to your favorite lake. Thunderstorms on Saturday. I hope they hold off going to see the Eagles.
Yes, at Target Field,
at
right?
At Target Field.
Yeah, you don't want to get rained on.
And, you know, should point out, too, that now with apps on your phone, there's no reason why anybody should be surprised by the weather, mm-hmm, right? Situational awareness. Don't wait until you can see lightning. If you can hear thunder, you are technically close enough to a thunderstorm to be able to be struck by lightning. And every year, people are struck. Many of them are injured with lifelong disabilities. Many people are killed. So what makes me nervous, what makes me paranoid, is you get 20, 30, 50,000 people together for a concert, a sporting event, and they're outside, and not everybody can get to a shelter in time. Not everybody can get to their vehicle in time. What you have to do is just keep an eye, you know, download your favorite program on your phone and just keep an eye on the weather. Situational awareness. Don't wait for the government to save you.
But if you're at the Eagles concert, Paul will just be yelling, "Okay, everybody, evacuate.
We're in the clear."
Mm-hmm. Maybe because he wants a better seat, or maybe there is real danger. I don't know which one, but just fair warning.
Yeah, all right. I'm trying. Never mind.
Susie's in the house for some news. Are you done?
It's going to hit.
Because I'm done with this. No.
Thanks, honey. It's going to get back up into the low to mid-90s by next Wednesday for the 4th of July. So a little bit of relief Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then we heat up again just in time for your 4th of July. It's going to be a stinking hot summer, an old-fashioned Minnesota summer.
I'm okay with the heat, but a little bit of sunshine would help.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Just for you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more and Susie Jones News right after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Okay, Jer, I know you're still a little squishy when it comes to self-driving cars.
Yes, but as my kids
time comes?
Get closer to their licenses, I'm all for self-driving cars.
You could sit there playing with your phone.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be great for me.
You could have a glass of Chardonnay on the drive home.
I'm warming up.
There'd be some upside.
Sure.
I see the merit. I love to drive. I've had 36 vehicles, and I've loved every one of those cars.
You like to speed,
and trucks
too.
Hmm?
You like to speed.
Well, I've been obeying the speed limit lately. That was my midlife crisis. I got that out. Self-driving cars should be a lot safer, at least on paper. Autonomous vehicles, Jor, will be safer, cheaper, and more convenient. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Listen to this stat. 103 people are killed in the U.S. in motor vehicle accidents every day.
103
Americans, on average, lose their lives every day
in
car crashes. And get this, more than 94% of crashes are due to driver error. Distractions, what have you. Autonomous vehicles could virtually eliminate an entire category of lethal crashes. Listen to this. States began requiring driver's licenses back in the 1930s. Before that, you didn't even need a driver's license. Only in the 60s did systematic motor vehicle safety efforts such as seat belts arrive nationwide. I remember the outcry over seat belts.
Me to wear my seatbelt.
Tell me what to do in my
vehicle.
Taking
away my freedom. Mm-hmm. My freedom to be stupid.
Those are all the get off my lawn guys.
Change was slow to come, but it brought the death rate from around 25 per 100 million vehicle miles traveled in 1921 down to 1.18.
Wow.
A 93% drop in the death rate.
Wow.
So things are going in the right direction. I'm keeping an open mind when it comes to self-driving cars. We shall see. I think our grandkids won't think twice about using
them. You're a big fan of Star Wars, right?
Absolutely.
How much would you pay for Harrison Ford, Han Solo's blaster from the third Star Wars film? How much would you pay?
How much would I pay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Because I don't really want it.
$550,000.
Good grief!
At auction. That's right. The blaster that was wielded in Star Wars film Return of the Jedi, $550,000. It was sold at auction in Las Vegas Saturday. That's right. The prop weapon was the top-selling item in a Hollywood-themed lot offered by Julian's Auctions. They like Ripley's Believe It or Not, Auction House, the whole shebang. The weapon's made mostly of wood. It was one of nearly 40 Star Wars-related items from the collection.
Made of wood?
Yeah, it was made of wood.
Not some exotic new element, really?
No, it was painted black. It was made of wood, and it has like looks like an aluminum or tinfoil part, and that's the blaster part. One of the film's art directors, it was his part of his collection. Other art auction items that went out was Biker's Scout Blaster, I don't know, sold for $90,000, and an Ewok Prop Axe that sold for $11,000.
But how much was that lightsaber?
It wasn't a lightsaber. It was a blaster. And it sold for $550,000.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Good grief.
But just to make a note, in 2017... an R2-D2 unit that was seen in numerous Star Wars films sold at auction for, how much would you pay for R2-D2? It's a lot more than the half a mil.
$2 million?
Yeah, $2.76 million. It's a lot. People, you know, they love it.
People with more money than sense.
They love it.
You have the freedom to waste your money. Are America's enemies testing a sonic weapon? You've heard these reports. In China and Cuba?
Cuba, yes.
About, you know, people suffering, hearing weird things and then literally suffering brain damage.
That's horrible.
I mean, it does sound like something science fiction-y. Listen to this. An American advance team sent to Singapore. You remember the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. They feared that this summit might be targeted by the same kind of sonic sound attack that has hit U.S. embassies and diplomatic personnel in Cuba and China.
Who would be behind the attack, though?
We don't know.
Okay.
But a State Department diplomatic security agent who was part of the security team did report hearing an unusual sound he believed was similar to what was experienced by American diplomats who have been diagnosed with brain injuries.
That's crazy.
Again, turned out to be a false alarm. They set up all kinds of precautions in case this sonic weapon was trotted out for the summit.
That's crazy.
So far, listen to this. Americans who have served in at least 7 cities in 4 countries have tested positive for possible exposure to these sonic sound
That's
attacks. 26 Americans medically confirmed to have been harmed. You just wonder what even our Defense Department is not telling us, because I'm sure if other people have these sonic weapons, I'm sure we do too, but good grief.
When I think of Russell Crowe, I think Yeah, Roger Ailes. No, actually, really don't. Roger Ailes was the former Fox News chief. Remember, he passed away recently. Well, they're making Showtime is making an 8-episode series about Roger Ailes' life. It's based off a book, The Loudest Voice in the Room, and it'll tell the story of Ailes' life and his fall from atop the Fox News network amid sexual harassment allegations. So, who's playing Ailes? Russell Crowe. And if he already hasn't put on the probably 200 pounds necessary to look like Ailes, he's going to have to fatten himself up.
That'd be a fun process.
He was
just
a chubby
to
one, right? Well, you know, but Roger Ailes isn't an attractive man, and Russell Crowe has good days. So I guess they're really going to make him bald and fat in this series.
Okay.
Showtime says, in many ways, the collision between media and politics have come to define the world we live in today. And well, we've seen this story as far back as Charles Foster Kane, and now again in Roger Ailes with Russell Crowe as the lead. Defining story of our era.
Should be an interesting flick.
Yeah.
Some good news to close with. Smoking in the U.S. has hit an all-time low, according to new government figures. What percentage of adults smoke, Jory?
17%.
Yeah, you're actually pretty close.
Oh, am I?
14%.
Oh, wow, that is low.
U.S. adults are now classified as smokers. That's down from 16% in 2016.
Wait, does that include vaping? Or this is cigarette smoking?
Well, this is adults, all forms of smoking.
Okay.
The figure also shows that teenagers aren't interested in smoking. Well, I don't know about that. The vaping thing.
They like vaping, yeah.
Those Juul units or whatever. Mm-hmm, really. Only about 9% of high school students are listed as smokers, which is also a new low. In total, the number of smokers in the U.S. estimated at 30 million adults. Everything pointed in the right direction, according to one expert. So I thought that was interesting. A little good news.
We're going to get to the story about the kids in IKEA who found a gun in between the cushions.
What?
I hope to sneak it in before the end of the show. But time right now is 4:47. That's a Wicks and Jewelers time check. Looking to sell your Rolex or your Roly, as the kids call it? Stop into Wicks's for a free, no-obligation consultation with their expert watch appraisers.
Mr. Max.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Welcome, my friend.
How are you?
Good. Hey, update us on the Wolves draft. What's going on?
Yeah, they had a press conference today. Mm-hmm. They brought them in. They drafted them last week, but they brought them to town today because they immediately start practicing, and then they go to Las Vegas. They call it the rookie summer games, a rookie tournament. Isn't that kind of a strange place to bring NBA rookies to Las Vegas every year for 10 days?
Yeah.
Boy,
I mean, really?
What can possibly go wrong, huh?
Hashtag bad choices.
But they do that every year. And so they brought them in conjunction with that. They start practicing tonight with that summer team. And so we got a chance to meet Mr. Kogi. And he is pretty impressive. 20th pick overall from Georgia Tech, and confident. He was just a sophomore this past year, and he was a captain already. Understand Jimmy Butler is kind of his role model from afar. But I don't think he's going to play right away. I think it'll take a while for him to be a part of the rotation, et cetera. But an impressive young man still to be around him for sure.
And the Twins kicking off a 9-day road trip, starting with the White Sox this evening, right?
Yeah, White Sox for 3, then the Cubs for 3, then Milwaukee for 3. So it's a close road trip. You could drive to all those games
right,
if you wanted.
Right,
And Lance Lynn is pitching tonight, and I like his chances. He's pitched well. If you want to handicap this road trip, they got to win 3 against the White Sox because the Cubs and Brewers will be difficult. But the White Sox have kind of mailed in the season so far that they're asking you to beat them every night. So the Twins should be able to do that. If they can't do that, they can't play with Cleveland for sure.
Okay. Anything else on your mind? We've got about 20 seconds, Mike.
That's it for now. Keep the rain away from Chicago and here, and we'll all be good tonight, Paul.
Oh, that costs extra.
Paul?
That costs extra.
Okay, I forgot about that. Sorry.
That's an upsell, my friend, but I'll kick the Doppler.
All right, Mikey, thanks for the chat.
You bet.
Thanks, buddy.
When we get back, Mika Grimm, she is a leader in the Black Lives Movement. We're going to talk about how her organization was trolled by Russian trolls, as well as her thoughts on the latest shooting.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.